Welcome to All Access Nerds. I am Nick.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are doing another podcast. This one, we're testing a little something different. We're going through Skype.
Yes. I am, what, how far is it? 90 miles away? No, it's not. Is it 90?
I don't know. It's a good hour.
Yeah.
It's 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. So about 70, 80 miles away. But yeah, so I'm north of Nick, and yeah, so we're going to try this out. Hopefully it works a lot better. We do have that lost episode, if you want to call it, of horrible humming and stuff. So this one hopefully will be a lot better than that, and we won't have to deal with that. So.
And if this works, then we can do them more frequently.
Yes.
Because distance and time is not in our favor most of
yeah.
the time.
We need a TARDIS. It can help with that time and distance stuff.
I've been working on my TARDIS for many years. I just can't seem to get it perfected.
I'm right there with
you. Well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and dive into some comic books. Okay. And if you would, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
All right. Yes, absolutely. Well, quick little disclaimer for me, as kind of been the norm, it's a little light on the comic books. But this one, I actually have a good excuse. Last Friday was my birthday. So, yeah, you know, it was a lot of chaos that week. And so, yeah, I didn't have too much time to read, unfortunately. People, family wanted to visit and friends wanted to hang out and stuff like that. But I did get a large sum of money for birthday. So I spent like $100 at the comic book shop all at once.
Wow.
So it was great. That's always a good feeling. And I'm sure the comic book shop enjoyed that as well. But
I was going to say, I bet they really appreciated that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And the girl behind the counter, she, you know, it's DCBS. So it is a rather large comic book shop here in Fort Wayne. So $100 to them. It's like, but still that stock that they did have and now is sold. So the owners, managers, they're actually happy. So, but yes. So I did read two of them this week. I do not know. I should have looked up the release dates for it, but I got the Super Sons, which came out. I don't know if did you get a chance to read that one, Nick?
I did read it. I read it last week.
Last week. Okay. So I wasn't too far behind. Like I was hoping it wasn't going to be 3 or 4 weeks.
Actually, it may have been the week before.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But yes, I liked it a lot. It was, granted, they are kids. Like you can see, like I have the variant cover. Looks really awesome. Looks really nice. Kind of like watercolored almost. But so yeah, there are, how old are they? Like 9 or 10? Like they're kids. They're boys. Yet I don't think it's directly, I don't know, maybe you got a different vibe than me, but I don't think it's directly to just kids. Like it's not like it's some little kid Teen Titans book or whatever that is in the kids section and adults would get bored of it. Like did you have that same idea or?
I did pick up that it's, in my personal opinion, it's for a younger audience. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, that was kind of my feeling on it. It was directed for a younger audience than myself.
I would say the rating on this teen, young adults, I would say definitely for that. I wouldn't say it's kids, at least for me. Yeah, but I liked it a lot. It was cool to see, you know, Jonathan Kent. I haven't read too much of him yet, but it was cool to see him and Damian interacting with each other. Damian just being like how he always is, like almost, I wouldn't say a brat, but pretty much a brat. Like he's just know-it-all, heavy ego. But yeah, I'm excited for this storyline, seeing where it's going, and hopefully staying subscribed to it for a very long time. But yeah, I would say it's a pickup. You know, if you're liking the characters and wanting to learn more about it, I'd say check it out. The ending was kind of cool. We see at the end of the very last page, you see Lex Luthor, because they're trying to sneak into one of Luthor's buildings. Looks like a Metropolis. And Lex Luthor comes up and he's like, can I help you with something? Like, they weren't expecting it, so that's kind of cool. Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I'm excited for where it's going to happen. And I wonder if it's going to have any tie-ins with Teen Titans, because Damian Wayne is also the leader. Well, he's in the Teen Titans. I think he's leading it, to my understanding.
Yeah, in his mind, he's leading
it. Yeah, yeah. So for him, that's all that counts. But yeah, in his mind, he's leading it. I wonder if they're going to actually bring in Superboy. That'd be kind of cool to see if he's a part of it at some point. But from at least what I've seen so far, he's not on the team. But I'd say he'd definitely be useful with strength and the speed and heat vision and stuff. They mentioned in the comic he doesn't have flight yet, which tends to be a typical thing with, you know, Superman and now Superboy that the flight comes much later in life. So which is cool because, I mean, like, it's a big deal, like, flying a man being able to fly without any assistance, kind of a big deal. So it's good that the comics are making a big deal as well. And for me, the other book that I read was Justice League America Rebirth. I think this one, if I recall correctly, this is just the Rebirth special. It's not actually Justice League number one. It's just the Rebirth special number one. And we see Killer Frost and Batman. Of course, it's Batman. But Batman is starting up another team. He wants more a down-to-earth kind of team. He doesn't want a team of people of what he called gods and, like, you know, these mythological, super-powered, you know, people. Like, these people that, you know, are people are scared of him because they can level a skyscraper or they can, you know, take out an entire building at the drop of a hat. He wants people that are kind of, like, not at that power level. So he gets, like, Vixen, he gets Killer Frost, the Ray, Black Canary, Adam, and it looks like Lobo. I'm assuming, this is my little speculation, I'm assuming Lobo's not going to be on the team for very long. Like, it's going to be maybe 4 or 5 issues, and then he's going to have to, like, do something, and they're just going to have to kick him off the team and find somebody else, because he never works well with others. He really doesn't. It's not his thing. He, supposedly, he literally killed off his entire planet because he doesn't work well with others. So I do not think it's going to happen.
He's a space-faring bounty hunter, mercenary, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's a mercenary, yeah. On a space, what do they call it? Some kind of like space bike or something? So
yeah, space cycle or something, yeah.
Yeah, so it's interesting that Batman was like, hey, I'm going to get all these down-to-earth people and that aren't, you know, people aren't going to be scared of them. Plus, we're going to get Lobo. Like, it's, I don't know. They gave an excuse as to why, but it was, I think it was like he wanted a second chance and something about trying to keep him in check or something like that. But I don't know. I just see that's going to happen. Maybe this first story arc, he'll be okay with the team, but it won't last long. I can just tell it never does for him. He'll do something. The team will have to fight him and he'll leave off planet or something. But yeah, in my opinion, though, Killer Frost and Vixen, both really strong people, so it's interesting why they're like, oh, we want people that's not so, you know, scary and powerful, yet they are really stinging powerful, like, especially when they're kind of let off their leash and they just go full force. They could do some damage for sure.
Now, which one's Vixen?
Vixen is the lady who can, she has this necklace, and it's like a magical totem thing, and she can channel the energies of some kind of force. And like some kind of life
she's force. She's on the TV show Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, she's on Legends of Tomorrow now. I think she was on Arrow at one point, but yeah, she's on Legends of Tomorrow right now. You can see her there, and same kind of character, I think, same exact character to my knowledge. I know that there have been different iterations of the character that, you know, Vixen the title, so I think this is the same lady. But yeah, she can channel different energies of different animals. So if she can kind of channel the energy of a bird, she can fly, rhinoceros, she can charge, and gorilla, she can be strong and throw things, etc., etc. But yeah, it should be interesting to see where this goes. I'll stay subscribed for a little bit. If it just turns into another Bat book, I probably won't, but I do like at the end, this happened in, what was it, one of the old Justice League New 52 books. I think it was like first 6 or so, first 7, I don't know. It was after the first arc. They kind of did like a coming up in the Justice League or coming up in the DC Universe. And they had this same kind of thing. They have the same thing with coming up in the Justice League of America, the very last page. And it shows like these, like teasers. And that does kind of, some of them entice me of like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. We see like Lobo and the Ray fighting and Killer Frost talking to some random person and Batman's fighting some hero, but it's unknown. Like there's a lot of like, you know, speculation on this and just very, very minimal information to keep you hooked and hopefully you buy more books. So, yeah, should be interesting. And I think, Professor Palmer, supposedly, because he's been out of the DC Universe for a while, and so it's a different Adam, but he's apparently on the last page, and the guy's all confused. But, yeah, so I'll stay subscribed for a little bit. We'll see how it goes. I hope it just doesn't become another Bat book where it's a spotlight of him, and everybody else is just there. So we'll see. But unfortunately, yeah, that's all I got for comics. I do have comic news and stuff, but reviews, that's all I had because of the chaotic week.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll have some free time on your hands. You can start catching up.
Yes, yeah, I have a lot of catching up to do. Because those $100 worth of comics, that was all books to buy that I had to catch up on. It wasn't like extra stuff. It was, nope, I have to catch up on this and that and this and that. So, but yes, I will definitely do so. So, Nick, what about you? What have you been reading?
Well, let's see here. I got a rather lengthy list. This is not even all of them because we've we've skipped a few weeks since our last podcast, but that's okay. I did pick up, let's see, Venom, issue number 4. I did talk about, I was going to not get that issue anymore of those books, but decided to just give it a little bit more chance. I'm definitely dropping Venom.
Yeah.
In fact, it's off my pull list. I just had picked it up off the shelf, and it doesn't hold my interest. So, granted, they're just now getting into next issue. He's popped up on Spider-Man's radar, so it looks like he'll be having an altercation with Spider-Man, but I'm not even interested anymore. I don't care. I did pick up Action Comics 973 and 974, which here it starts the story arc of who this new Clark Kent is, the one without powers. So we're starting to find out who he is, a little more, a little diving into the mystery. You'll catch up when you read the books there, but
yeah.
Lois goes to follow him at one point. He goes inside an apartment complex. She walks in right behind him, and he's not there. The guard's like, nobody's come through the door. Look, here's the cameras. Nobody's come through the door.
Huh.
So there's a little bit of a mystery what's going on with him. I don't know. I don't care too much for it. I think it's stupid, but we'll see what happens. So that was Action Comics 973, 974, and that'll continue on for a couple more issues. It's entitled Mild Mannered and The Secret Identity of Clark Kent. So do you remember the Muppet Jim Hansen show called, it was a movie called The Dark Crystal?
Yes, yeah, yep.
That's one of my favorite shows. Well, they actually came out with a comic book, Dark Crystal, that is authorized by, Jim Henson's dead, if I remember correctly, but his son has the rights and everything. He has agreed to the comic company using the Dark Crystal and a whole other storyline. So it's by, in fact, Jim Henson's The Power of the Dark Crystal, issue 1 of 12. Wow. And it's by Archaea Comic Book Company.
Okay.
And I bought issue number 1 and I like it. It's good. It's picked up, I don't know, 100 years after the crystal cracked and the shard was returned. And our two young heroes are now older. And this other alien comes to their planet and says, look, our place is, our fire is dying. We need a piece of your crystal to get things back, get things lit again. So I'm anxious to see how that goes. It's 12 issues, so
yeah,
I'll hang in there for right now. It's a long time, but yeah. I'll dedicate it for now. Daredevil number 17. If you remember or not, a year or so ago, I mentioned that Daredevil had done something to have everybody forget his secret identity.
Yeah.
Because at one point, everybody knew that Daredevil and Matt Murdock were the same. Mm-hmm. Well, Daredevil made reference to he did something to change it. Well, now they're starting to get into it. They're going to tell us what has happened, what Daredevil did to make this change. So issue 17 sets the groundwork for that. So I'm looking forward to catching up for the rest of those.
Yeah.
Speaking of Daredevil, I also picked up issue number 1 of Elektra. And I did like it. I liked it a lot. I liked the artwork with it. So Elektra is in, she's in Las Vegas, and she's just kind of trying to do her own thing, but, you know, people keep getting in her way, keep aggravating her, so she's got to take out justice. So, plus, you know, I got people looking for her. So Elektra number 1, definitely worth getting. I picked up issue number 3 of The Hulk, which is the She-Hulk who's taken over the title of The Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
This issue of issue number 3 is the absolute last issue of The Hulk I will purchase.
Really?
Yes. Never once in the book did she change into the Hulk. You know, it's just so boring. It's just one big boring. Yeah, one big storyline. It's just, I know they're ramping up to her losing her mind that's the way it seems to be heading. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm done with the whole thing.
Hmm.
So Inhumans versus the X-Men, number 5. I'm thinking I missed number 4 someplace. I think I skipped it by somehow. So, of course, the Inhumans and the X-Men are fighting, and there's really not much to say about it. It's one side gains the advantage, then they lose it to the other side. So my suggestion to you, it's okay. I don't know where it's going to go to, but go ahead and pick up Inhumans versus X-Men if you haven't, or at least pick up the trade paperback later on. You won't regret it.
Okay.
Thanos number 4. You know, I've spoken highly of the Thanos titles.
Yeah.
Since it started. And number 4, just I'm thumbing through my book, so that's the extra noise you hear.
Uh-huh.
Thanos number 4 continues on, gives a little bit of history, on why his son is trying to kill him and how he gets recruited into taking down Thanos for the last time. So it's kind of instead of going on with the storyline, they kind of go back and peek back in time on what is going on, and that brings us back to the present. So issue number 4 of Thanos, definitely worth picking up.
Awesome. That's good to hear, because especially how highly you've spoken of the other ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm still knee-deep in it. I love it.
That's awesome.
Trinity number 6 finally wrapped up the opening storyline for this book, where our three heroes were kidnapped and held in a dream state. So that's all I'll say about that. I won't ruin it for you. But that storyline finally finished, which I'm glad, because I didn't really care too much for it. But it did show that the three can trust each other.
Okay.
Because, you know, there was a big thing with Spider-Man. A big thing. I did it again. I do that every time, don't I?
Every time, yep.
I'm so sorry.
It's a little tradition. It's awesome.
It's not intentional, I swear. I had no Spider-Man titles to talk about, and I still said it. So they're beginning to trust Superman, and it's kind of a new beginning for the three of them. An Inhumans versus X-Men crossover into Extraordinary X-Men, or maybe it's pronounced Extraordinary. It's issue number 19. This one was all about magic and her soul sword. It wasn't too bad. I've always been a big fan of magic since she had her limited series come out back in the late 80s, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Which I totally love that. So that's something to pick up if you want to continue reading the Inhumans versus X-Men story arc. You already talked about the Justice League of America issue number 1, or the Rebirth issue number 1. Mm-hmm. So I won't talk about that one. The infamous Iron Man still has Victor Von Doom. He is now aware that his mother is alive, and she was literally tearing the thing, Ben Grimm. She was tearing him to pieces, literally him apart. And he stepped in and made her stop, which kind of pissed off the thing, because now he's in his debt. So,
yeah. Did she say why she's going after him?
Well, because he intruded in the castle, for one thing, and she knows that he's an enemy of her son's. Her son. So that's kind of the reason why. See what else we got here. Justice League issue number 15 starts a new story arc called Timeless. In this one, we find the Justice League. We find that somebody has gone back in time and is erasing it. Just erasing time from existence.
Huh.
So it's and time and key points are being erased.
Okay.
It's like this thing splits up in different points in time to erase those points.
Okay.
And our heroes get split up to stop it. So something to check into. I do have Amazing Spider-Man number 24, which is part of the clone conspiracy tie-in. I won't go into details. I'm getting tired of Spider-Man. This whole clone conspiracy arc is just really, it's run way past its course. Mm. So I'm not sure why they still are talking about it. Because now it's the next month is, maybe next week, is Spider-Man Clone Conspiracy Omega. And in this issue, Rhino, who his wife was brought back from the dead, she's now gone, and he's out for vengeance with Spider-Man. So he wants a little bit of payback, because he can blame Spider-Man for her death again. So All-Star Batman number 7 is is not bad. This one, he's trying to find the cure to a virus that Mr. Freeze has released, and he goes to find Poison Ivy to get her to help him, and she's in the desert, so they have a little bonding time, and then they get attacked, and she helps him, or he helps her fight off the attackers. So that's all. Actually, I did pick up Justice League of America Rebirth number one, and then there's Rebirth Justice League of America number one. So there's the Rebirth first one, and then the actual ongoing monthly title did come out.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I did have both those. I did not read the monthly title yet, which I think you already talked about. Also, Batwoman Rebirth number one. I picked that up. I really liked the cover for some reason. But that's the that's not the ongoing monthly title. It was just the preliminary one.
Okay, gotcha.
Jessica Jones, issue number 5. Keep reading it. You're not reading them, you got to pick them up. Jessica Jones is an awesome title.
Does the inside art look like the cover, like with the watercolor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. I have to check that out. I really have to. I think I have the whole set of them. I just need to actually read them. I've heard they're really good, though.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that type of artwork, but it's really good. I like the story. I kind of look beyond it. Mighty Thor, issue number 16, where Lady Thor has been kidnapped by the Shi'ar Empire, or their guard, and taken to the gods of the Shi'ar Empire, and they want her to do their bidding. So that's how that storyline starts. I did pick up The Wild Storm, issue number 1, and this is by DC Comics. I don't know how to explain this one. It's set in the future, and it's... Get it and read it. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. I recommend it. It's one of the was it Image? Yeah, one of the Image books that Todd McFarlane, he first wrote with Jim Lee and all of them whenever they branched out into, when they started Image. It was one of the ones that they, one of the titles that they had that when DC New 52 started, they brought those guys over and the whole Wildstorm and Stormwatch and all of them. And I believe that that's one of the new things they're doing is the Wildstorm.
I think this is different.
Really?
I don't think this is the Wildstorm you're talking about. I think this is the Wildstorm.
Hmm.
It's not one word, it's two.
Yeah.
Set in New York in the future. This woman's a bounty hunter, and there's viruses going on. This major corporation is in charge of everything, and they're feeding people these viruses and demons and stuff. I don't know. Get it and read it if you haven't got it. I think this is going to be on the hard-to-find list eventually. It's kind of a hidden gem, yeah.
Okay.
So, The Wild Storm. And I don't think it's the Image one you're talking about with Jim Lee and them did years ago.
Okay.
So, Curse Words, issue number 2. I have not read that one yet, but I do have it. I don't know if I told you or not, but the comic shop that I go to there in Muncie, she was telling me that in June, the owner was telling me in June that the two guys that that wrote it, Charles Soule and Ryan Brown, they will be at the Muncie Comic Shop in June with their van that has the wizard painted on the outside of it.
That's awesome.
The wizard character, so yeah. Another one I picked up was The Old Guard. It's from Image.
Okay.
The Old Guard is another one that you should pick up. It's a decent story, good artwork. Is it this one? Nope. The other one I'm thinking of is from IDW, Darkness Visible. In Darkness Visible, demons are out and about. They take over people's bodies. People let them in. And this guy's a cop. The main character is a police officer who has a demon in him. But him and the demon join forces and they fight crime.
Ah. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, very it is. Different. It's really good. So I tell you what, I've got a few more. I'm going to wrap it up with that. So what else do you have?
I have some comic news stuff I can kind of like rapid fire real quick.
Okay.
Just some recent stuff. For me, definitely, we talked about, also branches into TV show, but Iron Fist, it's not out yet. It'll be out March 17th on Netflix. But they're actually doing a new ongoing Iron Fist comic as well. So I think it debuts March 22nd. So it'll be the following Wednesday after the new show comes out. Iron Fist number one comes out. So I'm excited for that because I've been reading some of the Iron Fist comics that have come out in the past just to catch up with the show. And they say you don't have to. Like, it's really, it's going to be a standalone thing. It's going to be its own shebang. But, you know, I want to know more about the character and I like it a lot. It seems really cool. But yeah, it's going to be awesome that he's going to have his own book. Right now he's in Power Man and Iron Fist, but he's going to have his own title as well. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, that'll be out in March, and it's going to be an ongoing series by Marvel. As well as, jumping over to, well, yeah, I'll stick with Marvel. So Marvel, you mentioned Thor. Well, there's a big thing coming up, and Unworthy Thor issue 5. We talked about it before, where Nick Fury whispered something to Thor, and he became unworthy, and he dropped the hammer, and Mjolnir felt that he was not worthy anymore, just because he whispered that. Well, I guess the final book of Unworthy Thor, issue 5, will be on the shelves March 22nd, and that will actually be able to tell the story, and you will find out what he said. So hopefully something important, hopefully something big. We've kind of heard these kind of moments before where it's like, okay, something big, we're going to have a huge release, and it's, oh, okay, he said, you know, you're not worthy or something, you know, like they could hype it up, and it's really nothing, but let's hope this isn't one of those.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it's not something as simple as like, well, when you were 19, you kicked a goat while you're walking down a path, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something as brutal as, well, you killed an old woman out of anger. You know, I don't know where they can go with it.
Me neither. But we'll see what they say. Jumping over to DC real quick. The Flash is going to be having Flash and Batman. They're going to be having somewhat big. It's going to be 2 months each. So it's going to be March and April, I believe. And they're going to be this mini event, I guess you want to call it. But Jay Garrick is going to be coming back in this little event. And it's going to be April and May. So April and May will be these DC Flash and Batman little event. Because it's titled The Button. And as some of you may know, The Watchmen. And we had DC Rebirth, DC Universe Rebirth. There was a button, and it was the comedian's bloody button from The Watchmen. A lot of people are speculating all kinds of craziness. Well, they're actually going to tell that story and kind of flesh that out a little more in April and May. So it'll be a Batman book, and I think it will start that, and then The Flash, and then another Batman and Flash the following month. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. Jay Garrick will be coming back. And it looks like the old Jay Garrick. He looks a little kind of updated, but not as crazy as the new 52. So pretty cool there. I'm excited for that to see what they do with that and how they're going to tie in the Watchmen. Let's see. The other stuff I have is TV. I'm trying to see if I have any more comic stuff. Oh, yes. The other one, which you talked about as well, but Marvel, somebody, one of the head executives at Marvel tweeted out a picture. That's all they did. I don't even know if there was a caption to it. Was there a caption?
I think there was. I'm not sure what it was. I'll see if I can find it real quick.
Okay. But, all they said was under construction is the thing.
Yes.
And you can look it up online. I think you can pretty much just Google Hulkverine. So they're going to do like this hybrid Hulk Wolverine character. We don't know if it's a character that's already been seen before or brand new, because there is one in one of the World War Hulk storylines. But, yeah, this could be just brand new. But apparently they're going to do some hybrid thing, genetic stuff with Hulk and Wolverine. We'll see how that goes. I don't know what they can do to beef up the Hulk besides give him, you know, the claws, because he has everything else. But we'll see. I'm excited for Secret Empire. It's the next storyline that's going to be that they announced about Marvel this summer event. DC hasn't announced theirs yet, so I don't know if that means that they're not going to have one or if they're just going to wait to announce it a little bit later. But so Secret Empire is going to be a Marvel's summer event, and it's going to be mainly focused on Steve Rogers, because you saw him in one of the Captain America books actually find out he's a agent of Hydra, which all because, spoiler alert, all because Red Skull actually used the, the Cosmic Cube. And he went back in the past and changed some of Steve Rogers' timeline a little bit. And so then now he's an agent of Hydra. So he hasn't always been one. It's not like some big crazy chaos thing where he's been evil the whole time. It's like, no, Red Skull, you know, used the Cosmic Cube and manipulated stuff so that he would be an agent of Hydra. So I don't know what all is going to happen. I don't think it's going to be like a Civil War thing where everybody's fighting everybody. But yeah, they did talk about it recently. And it's going to be, you know, mainly focused on the Avengers, of course. I don't see any Inhumans, which I'm okay with that. But mainly the Avengers, Captain America, and of course Red Skull will be pretty much the head guys for this event. And I think that's all I got for comic news.
I do know that Marvel Comics is coming out with another X title. I think this is called X-Men Prime. It's a new team made up of a few of our favorites and some new ones. So they're going to have X-Men Prime that comes out here in a couple months.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I saw that they're going to have X-Men Gold and X-Men Blue, which is going to be two separate teams as well. And same kind of thing, some old, some new. And yeah, I think maybe the blue one's more older characters and the gold's more new. I don't know, but I saw this
cool one. See, back in the 90s, they had the blue and gold team. One team was led by Scott Summers, Cyclops, and the other team is led by Storm.
Ah.
So okay. They were still Charles Xavier was overall in charge, but each team had their own senior leader, and so they could cover more distance.
Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, that's all I got for comic stuff.
What about TV? Was that it for your TVs?
TV, I got a few stuff. I'll try to rapid fire those off as well. Of course, like I mentioned, Iron Fist. I'm super excited for that. That's the big thing for me here in a couple weeks. I thought it already started, but I guess the Legion actually started only a couple weeks ago. It was in February. I thought it was a long time ago. But yeah, I guess it just recently started. So yeah, I'm not too far behind that, which is cool. TV stuff, trying to think. I think that's pretty much it. It's just the... Because that's the movie stuff. But yeah, TVs would be pretty much just that... Do you have anything? Well, Black Lightning has been cast as well.
Yes, that's the only thing I had was Black Lightning. Go ahead, though.
Yeah.
I just had that they found someone to play it, a little bit of a storyline, the heroes coming out of retirement to help some people. But what I could not find was, is this part of the Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow timeline?
That is a good question. I'm trying to look that up as well. And I'm not seeing it. I just see CW's Black Lightning. The live-action series is going to be... he's cast, and he was in some other CW shows, and he was in Star Trek. But his name is Cress Williams, is the actor's name. So I don't know him too much, unfortunately. But hopefully he's... I'm sure he's going to be a good actor and all that good stuff. But yeah, I don't see anything listed if it's part of what DC or CW is titling the Arrowverse. So, because it's kind of, it all stemmed from Arrow, but yeah, the whole thing is titled as Arrowverse, which is weird, but that's how it came about. Well, Berlanti, so Greg Berlanti, he is going to be a part of it, and he's been a part of all the other stuff, so I'm almost certain it will be a part of the Arrowverse, because he's a part of it. So
I hope so.
Yeah, it'd be cool to have more shows, you know, the more the merrier, so, but yeah, that's TV, that's... I think all I have, same kind of thing, unfortunately, having a chance to catch up on too many TV shows, but I do have more gaming because of that. Do you have anything else for TV shows?
Nope. Black Lightning was it. Just the regular CW superhero shows. I've been watching those. There was one that came on, I think it was NBC, called Powerless.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to watch that one.
In fact, it may be CBS because it has to do with, I don't know if it's DC Comics or not, but
it's DC Comics. Yeah.
Is it? Okay. So yeah. It might be CBS comes on. I recorded episode one. I've not watched it yet.
Yeah.
From what little bit I did watch a couple minutes of it. I take it back. I was not too impressed, but I'll watch it later. And if I like it, I'll download the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be kind of my thing for sure, like the comedy aspect. And it's supposed to be the idea behind, like, it's like an insurance company. And so they're trying to help out, like, people that have been attacked or been, you know, somehow influenced or impacted by, like, the villains and the heroes inside the DC universe. But on a funny light, you know, light-sided of things.
That's right, because she works for Wayne Enterprise, but it's not Bruce Wayne. It's his cousin or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's also from... Who's from Firefly and a bunch of other shows, but it's the pilot from Firefly. But yeah, so movies though, I do have some stuff for movies.
All right.
Nightwing, some of you big fans out there can rejoice in the fact that Nightwing is going to be joining the DC Cinematic Universe. They haven't prioritized it yet, but chances are it'll be after all the stuff that's listed. But they have said. Dick Grayson, Nightwing, will have his own movie. So, yeah, and they're talking about how the Lego Batman director is going to be directing that one. So I guess they loved his work in Lego Batman. So, like, okay, we'll give you Nightwing and a serious, you know, movie. But, so yeah, it's going to be a part of the DC Cinematic Universe. So that's cool.
Well,
but
before you go any further, there was... What town is it that Dick Grayson normally works out of? What is the name of his town?
Bloodhaven.
Okay. Not in last week's episode of The Flash, Julian tells his police chief that him and Barry are going to a seminar in Bloodhaven.
Ah, okay. That'd
Whereas be cool. They really didn't. They went someplace else. But
yeah,
it was brought up. And this is the second time they made reference to that town.
Yeah.
But I forget what the other one was. But that was kind of is it a nod to Nightwing? Is it possible that he lives in that same universe, we're going to see him, but I'm glad to hear he's going to be coming out on a movie.
Yeah.
In the DC cinematic movies.
Yeah. Yep. As well as, let's see what other things. Oh, so, on the Marvel side of things real quick, Black Bolt, he has been cast. So they're going to have the upcoming Inhumans. Oh, it's a TV show. I apologize. So it's a TV show. And I guess the first two, so they're doing some weird stuff. I guess this is why it's throwing me off. So the first two episodes of Inhumans will premiere September 4th in IMAX theaters.
Yep, and that was something we talked about a couple episodes back.
Which is so strange that I didn't know that was like official thing. I thought it was all rumors. But first two episodes are going to be in IMAX. And then ABC will then start airing the rest of the shows on the 26th on September. But they finally cast Black Bolt, who is, of course, the guy who doesn't have any lines, so that's pretty easy money. But it's gonna be the actor. Oh, I'm sorry, Anson Mount, I guess is his name. I thought it was. Let's see. Oh, Maximus. Okay, Maximus will be played by the Game of Thrones. What's his name? I forgot his name. That one guy. He's really mean. He's a villain. Everyone him dead. That guy.
There's a lot of them that way.
Son of a gun. Ramsey. There we go. Ramsey. Yeah, so his brother's gonna be Ramsey, but which is weird because like in my opinion he's a much bigger actor, like he's well known than this guy. But yeah, so Anson Mount is gonna be the other guy, and I guess he is in Hell on Wheels. That guy is gonna be Black Bolt, so easy money for that guy. He doesn't have any lines at all, so pretty easy.
What's his name again? What?
Anson Mount.
I'm gonna look him up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got, like, long hair, and he's in Hell on Wheels, I guess. So, yeah, Black Bolt, Marvel movies and stuff, TV show things. But let's see, there was other stuff. There's so much. Oh, so Logan, I'm excited for this Thursday. I'm going to watch it, 10 p.m. Logan this week for the new movie coming out, of course. But I just read it. There was no Logan post-credit scene. So that's kind of a bummer. So, at least not according to the director. So, usually they have the post-credit scenes, but I guess with this one, there probably won't be a need for one, because both Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart have come out and said, this is our last movie, we're done. Like,
yeah,
sayonara, adios, we're finished. Which is really sad, and also makes me think that both of them are going to die. Like, he's going to lose his healing factor or something, because supposedly in some trailer, people are speculating that Logan has lost or is losing his healing factor, like he has many times in the comic books. But, and then, of course, you can see Professor X is not doing too well. So I think somewhere along the storyline it's been announced, or at least heavily rumored, that Professor X is dying, and that's where this whole, you know, Logan storyline is coming from. But yeah, I think they're both going to die. It's going to be sad. I'm probably going to cry, but it's going to be worth it. But yeah, movie stuff. I think that's all I have. Do you have anything else for movie stuff?
Nope, just that I'm looking forward to Logan. Unfortunately, I won't see it this weekend. I'll wait a week or so or catch a super late showing because, you know, I can't stand the packed theaters. It drives me insane.
Yeah, you should come up to Fort Wayne. There's packed theaters, but the seats are so huge. They recline. They're like spacious as can be. Two people can fit in them. I've seen it happen. It's weird. And yes.
I'm not sharing a seat with you. It's not going to happen.
Bummer. Okay, well, I had to put that out there and try my best, but
yeah, we're friends, but I draw the line somewhere.
So, other movie news, real quick, super short. So, Lion King, the animated, you know, animated movie, the actors have been announced for Simba and Mufasa. So, Mufasa is going to be, of course, Mufasa's the father who gets killed. Spoiler alert, sorry. Mufasa is going to be the guy who was voiced by James Earl Jones back in the 90s. When the Lion King first came out, and this time they've cast James Earl Jones. He's gonna be Mufasa again. So, yeah, they could just record, like, repeat the same lines. Like, they could just, you know, hit play, splice it in, edit it so that's there. But yeah, he's gonna be the same guy. So okay, well, he did it good once, so I'm sure he can do it good again. But Simba, on the other hand, has been of course recast because he's a lot older now. But it's going to be Donald Glover, who is going to be also Lando Calrissian. And some of you may know him as Childish Gambino. He was also in Community as Troy. He's all over the place. Awesome, awesome guy. But yep, so he's gonna be Simba, who is also Lando Calrissian, of course. And that's been announced a while back. But just want to throw it out there, a little Lion King news for you.
Thank you.
And I knew you were waiting for that. Like I saw on your Twitter feed about how you were so anxious to find out about who will be cast as Simba, and now you know.
No, you misunderstood. I was waiting for you to get done talking about it.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's yes. Yeah, so that's all I have for movie and TV. I do have some quick things about games, but I'll see if you have anything.
Nope, that's all I have. I'm going to put it on mute while you talk about games.
Thanks. I'll keep it short. I'll do my best to keep it short because we are just at our time in which we want to actually be cut off. But so gaming, first thing, board games and stuff, card game Magic the Gathering, Modern Masters 2017 is coming out in 2 weeks, March 22nd or 27th or something around there. So it's coming out later this month, and the spoilers are coming out like crazy. They've shown all kinds of people, Inquisition of Kozilek's being reprinted, Goblin Guide's being reprinted, because as you may know, may not, but of course, Magic the Gathering, Modern Masters is a pretty much just a reprint set, where all these cards that are usually really expensive, they Magic the Gathering reprints them, sometimes with new art, so that to kind of drive down the cost, and then make it more available to new players, and people who don't have the budget that some of these other players have. So, yeah, so there's all kinds of awesome stuff that's been reprinted. But so far, right now, today, Monday, the 28th, February, it's the last day of February, the big things, the Fetchlands have been reprinted, Mystery Enforced, Scalding Tarn, etc., all the ally Fetchlands, they're going to be reprinted, so that's cool. Hopefully drop down the price for those, as well as Damnation, which is the, of course, you know, the kill spell, the wrath spell that kills all the things. It's been printed one time and that's it. And they've never reprinted it. They're finally doing it. They did it really funny. They're like, here you go. Finally. Like, they did it in some, like, very lighthearted, funny manner, which has made a lot of people laugh about it. And, of course, Snapcaster Mage has been reprinted. Unfortunately, it's in Mythic, so that probably won't help out the price too much. But he's at least getting a reprint, kind of hopefully drop down the price. So we'll see more things later this week, and I can talk about it next podcast episode on what may come. Milo Speculations, Crucible of Worlds, and Voice Resurgence, and yeah, I think those will get reprinted. So we'll see what happens. Other gaming, I've talked about it for goodness, maybe even episode one, maybe episode two, but I've talked about it for a very, very, very long time. Horizon Zero Dawn finally came out. It was out today. I literally had some gift cards because my birthday, and I used them all for that, and pre-downloaded it yesterday. Went to bed early, or I tried to, and woke up about 6 o'clock this morning, which is not normal. Usually I wake up about 7:40, 7:50 to go to work. I woke up today at about 6:20, 6:30 to play this game, and I was half asleep, but I love it. It's so awesome. Love, love, love it. It's really fun. PlayStation 4 exclusive, and I'm excited for more stuff. And I'm glad that I made no excuses to record this because I want to play that. But I was like, no, we need to record this. We haven't done it for a while. I need to record this. So
I appreciate your awesome sacrifice.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun. And on the multiplayer side of things, that one, unfortunately, there's not going to be any multiplayer for that. But I do have my fill of it with the new game For Honor. I got that for my birthday as well, and that is a blast of a game. It's like you can choose to either be a Viking or a samurai or a like a medieval knight, and you fight other ones. Like you fight, if you choose Viking, you're fighting samurai and medieval knights, and vice versa. So there's like three factions. It's pretty much all online. There is a storyline, which is pretty cool. But yeah, it's so cool. There's like a blocking system that you have to kind of project or like predict what the enemy's going to do, kind of like rock, paper, scissors, but you have to block that way, and you can kind of dodge attack, and it's really cool. It's really fun. The fighting system is kind of rare. Like usually something like this, you see like a first person shooter game, but this, I do not think, I haven't seen this any shooting whatsoever. Like there's a, you can get like a catapult or something, but it's not really the same. Like if you were just break out a bow and arrow. But yeah, so it's all close combat action and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun. If you haven't seen it yet, For Honor, I think it's on PS4, Xbox, all that good stuff. But yeah, so I'm really excited for it. And those are the two big games for me. And of course, Magic the Gathering. So yeah, that's all I got for gaming. Do you have anything?
Let me look. No, I don't.
Okay.
That was sarcasm.
Just had to ask, of course. Yeah, of course. I wouldn't want to leave you out. But
because the one time you leave me out, I'm going to have something.
so next time I will leave you out just so that you have something.
I'll be prepared.
Yes. So, of course, like I said, that's all I got.
Well, that's all I have then. So this is Nick signing off for Ryan. Go forth and do great things.